Welcome to Club English, the podcast that covers topics that are interesting and helpful for students of English. Hello. Today I want to talk to you about exercise. Exercise is important for good health. The body is designed to move, so it's a good idea to get out and about at least 3 times a week for 30 minutes. But exercise doesn't have to be boring or unpleasant. I'll tell you about a few of the activities I enjoy. I like to exercise. Usually, I go running around 4 or 5 miles. That's about 6 to 8 kilometers. I don't run very fast, so it takes me around 50 minutes or so to run that far. But it's a great form of exercise, and I work up a healthy sweat. I usually feel good after going for a run. Sometimes during the winter months, I run indoors on a track. But I think running on a track is boring, so I prefer running outdoors whenever possible. I enjoy the fresh air and the sunshine. But I admit there are some downsides to running outdoors. For example, sometimes people do not have their dogs tied up, and the dogs bark at me or try to nip at my heels. I really don't appreciate that. And in the summer, it can get very hot and humid, so then it can be difficult to run outdoors. You have to make sure you drink plenty of water to avoid sunstroke. I also like to ride a bike. Sometimes I ride my bike to school, which is only a couple of miles away. I have to ride on the road with the cars, though, so I need to be careful. Unfortunately, many drivers are not on the lookout for a bike, so I have to ride defensively. I assume that the drivers do not see me. If I don't want to worry about cars, I go for a ride on the bike path. The bike path runs along the river, so it is very scenic. Parts of the bike path are shady, and parts are sunny. Since the bike path follows the river, it is fairly level, with very few hills. The path is long, so if you want, you can take an all-day bike ride. There are places to picnic along the bike path, or you can stop at a hot dog stand or something like that and grab a bite to eat. But one thing you definitely want to take with you is plenty of water to drink, especially if you're going on a long trip. Hiking is also a fun way to get some exercise. We don't have any mountains here, but there are a lot of state parks and forest preserves where you can hike in the woods or on nature trails. If you're quiet and keep your eyes open, you can see a lot of wildlife. For example, I've seen deer, turtles, snakes, muskrats, rabbits, and woodchucks while out on hikes. There are plenty of different kinds of birds as well. Cardinals, blue jays, downy woodpeckers, flickers, orioles, finches, pheasants, indigo buntings, blue herons, and egrets, as well as the more common robins, sparrows, mallards, swans, red-winged blackbirds, and Canada geese are all birds that can be seen on a nature hike, or heard if you know their calls and listen for them. Do you exercise? What kind of exercise do you like to do? Send us an email and tell us what kind of activities you enjoy. You have been listening to the podcast for Club English. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please feel free to send us an email. Our email address is clubenglish@summit-esl.com. Until next time, have fun learning English.